25 past 7, Sarah Kemp's about to tee it up in the Pro-Am for the Women's Australian Open, which kicks off tomorrow at the magnificent Victoria Golf Club. And this fine young Australian player joins us on the show. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Sarah.
A hive of activity down there this morning. Wouldn't there be people all over the joint?
There is. No, that's actually a beautiful day, and I'm really excited. Looks good.
And how's the course looking, Sarah? I was down there about a month ago, and it was in ripping condition. How's it looking as far as the pros are concerned?
Yep, even better now. I played the front nine yesterday, and I can't fault anything. The greens are perfect. It bunker's awesome, plenty of sand, all of that. I think maybe the weather just might be the only downfall on. I think someone said it might rain on Friday, but no, the course is fantastic.
Those greens look pretty fast and fast and bouncy yesterday, Sarah. The Victorian, the Melbourne Sandbelt, does it provide for you and all your colleagues a unique challenge in terms of the shot making you've got to play and the way you've got to control your ball around these courses?
Yeah, absolutely. It's different. I mean, I play in America for most of the year, and then sort of more like a British Open style for us. So, I would assume that the European tour players, especially from the UK, might feel a little bit more at home. But we all, you know, have had to play this type of golf before and land the ball short and hit some chip and runs. So I'm really excited. I can't wait. So I love this type of golf.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. You must enjoy it. It asks you to play kind of all shots that you probably, particularly over in America, don't need to necessarily play week in, week out.
Yeah, exactly. I was lucky enough to grow up playing at New South Wales Golf Club, so I've been used to the sort of hard greens and having to land it short and a few chip and runs, so that should work in my favour this week. But I'm very proud of, you know, we have the Australian Open here in Victoria, and to show off to the international girls, you know, some of the beautiful courses that we have here, so this is great.
I don't know whether this is a stupid question or not, but do you have to change the clubs that you've actually got in your bag, the clubs that you're taking out there? Or do you put in clubs for these sorts of courses that you might not have necessarily in your bag in America?
Some people would. I honestly think some people would. Maybe I thought about maybe the golf ball, putting a little bit more spin on my golf ball, changing from a... I use one that typically doesn't spin as much as there's one that spins a little bit more. But I went with... I actually found the greens not as... I think that they might get harder later on in the week, but I thought they weren't too scary yesterday. So, but I haven't changed anything, but I definitely think some girls would have.
Tell us about the calibre of this field. Five of the top 10 girls in the world are here. It's in terms of the lineup for a championship golf tournament in Australia, as opposed to something like the President's Cup. This is a high quality field that you're competing against this week.
Yeah, for sure. No, we're really lucky to have the girls come out from America and have the best here. So, that's what you want, you know, like even for us players, you want to play against the best in the world. So I wish that the top 10 were here, but it's really exciting for Australian golf.
And what's life like for you over in the States just before we let you go? Are you enjoying being so far from home? I know you love your dog and you love your family and you love your beach and all the rest of it. Is it hard for you to sort of spend so much time away from home?
I got used to it now. Like I said, I love home, and I get home sort of October, November, and I usually go away in about March. So this is my favourite time of year, but I do love being in the States and doing what I get to do. So I couldn't complain. I've got a pretty good job.
Sarah, we know you're about to tee it up in the Pro-Am. Enjoy the day, and we look forward to hopefully four fantastic days for you from Thursday through Sunday. All the very best.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sarah Kemp, who's one of the fine young Australian players, teeing it up in the Australian Women's Open. Gazy down there at Victoria, and you were there a month ago, so you saw it. It's in... just cracking, Nick.
It's beautiful and just a fantastic course. How spoiled are we here in Melbourne? It's unbelievable.
We don't realise how lucky we got it, my friend. Minji, mate, you've got to go and see this girl play, guys.
You've been talking about...
Sue O's a fantastic player, and Kari Webb's arguably the greatest player Australia's ever produced. Minji Lee yesterday played a practice round and I followed from about 10 holes. As you would say, my glory-filled days.
Really?
She's a ball-striking machine. Unbelievable. He's sure to join us after the 7:30 news.